right, welcome to another edition of the F&B segment, proudly brought to you by F&B Namibia. Today we'll be talking to Security Officer at F&B Namibia, Mr. Gerardo Liebenberg. Mr. Gerardo, how are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, let's get right into the topic of today on how we're going to continue to protect our customers. So considering that there was a recent case in the media where a person was defrauded using AnyDesk, let's talk about social engineering. What is it and exactly how does it work?
Well, social engineering is when a scammer tricks you into giving them your personal information, mm-hmm. like your banking details, your passwords, or even access to your devices, as what happens by pretending to be someone you trust.
Yeah.
Well, social engineering, in essence, is less about hacking your computer and more about manipulating your trust.
Okay. So how can one protect themselves from social engineering?
Well, so a couple of tips would be to be skeptical of unsolicited calls or messages, mm-hmm. asking for your personal information or even remote access to your devices. Something else would be never to share OTPs, your passwords or PINs, even if the person claims to be from your bank or a trusted institution.
Yes.
And then thirdly, do not install applications like AnyDesk, TeamViewer, or even Quick Support unless you initiated the request and fully trust the other party.
Yes. And so, yeah, just to emphasize to the listeners that, the bank will never call you to ask for any of the aforementioned things that you just mentioned.
That's correct, yes.
Yes. And so what should we know about protecting yourself from a fraudulent website, excuse me?
Well, fraudulent websites, mm-hmm. Usually, or in most cases, companies, they instate security on the websites. The ways to see this is basically the prefix of the address. It starts with HTTPS. The S actually stands for secure.
Okay.
And then secondly also, when these websites are secure, you would see a padlock icon on the address bar.
Mm-hmm.
That also indicates that, that the website is secure.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, when you receive any messages or emails asking you or directing you to click on a link, it's best not to do so, and also to check out for spelling mistakes, and because the guys really, they try to fool us.
Yeah.
They change an I to an L or so. It's something that the human eye don't on first impulse do not see.
Yes. Yeah, so it's very important when people are surfing the net to make sure that they are on legitimate, safe websites.
Definitely, yes.
And so now following up on that, you know, when people are surfing these websites, I'm sure a lot of people enjoy doing online payments and so on. What are some secure payment options?
Well, to use trusted platforms like Apple Pay, PayPal, or bank-approved gateways, that is actually the way to go, and mm-hmm. also to avoid making payments to unfamiliar websites or through links sent through WhatsApp or social media.
Mm-hmm. And so following up on that, there's this thing called phishing. What exactly are phishing attempts?
Well, phishing is when cyber criminals pretend to be someone that you trust,
yeah.
like your bank or the ISP, say Paratus, or so forth,
mm-hmm.
and they try to trick you into clicking on a link or to give away sensitive information.
Yeah.
These often come in the form of fake emails, SMSs, WhatsApps,
mm-hmm.
or even phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with phone calls, they tend to tell you that your account is suspended and you need to click on this link or do this to reactivate it, or something that especially we see a lot is that you won a prize and that you need to enter your details to claim the prize.
Yeah.
So yeah, and once you click on those links, it is really easy for them basically to steal your personal information.
Mm-hmm.
It can go as far as your money, your identity.
Yeah, no, I've definitely received such messages before with links that on first look very, very legitimate, but you know, I always practice caution and encourage the listeners to do so as well, no matter how realistic the link might look. And so now, speaking of links, how would one know if the link that you receive or that even might happen to click on, how would you know that you received an authentic link?
Well, first of all, hover over the link. The full web address should display, and by viewing that should also give you an indication if that is a legitimate site or not.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, rather browse the company's official websites than clicking on links.
Yeah.
So rather type in the address into your bar to ensure that you spell it correctly, so that you access the official website and not some malicious site that tries to steal your personal information or card details.
Right. And so, staying on the theme of online shopping and so on, how can customers mitigate the risks of unwittingly exposing their card details online?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, people should always use trusted websites, trusted and secure websites. Looking for the HTTPS prefix and the padlock icons to indicate that that's a trusted website. Avoid storing your card details on your browser, if not necessary. By all means, if two-factor authentication is possible, to really reinstate that. And lastly, if you make use of online transactions or online payments regularly, to review your monthly statements just to ensure that there is no unauthorized transactions that might pop up.
Yeah. And so, you know, in the effort to stay connected, a lot of us make use of Wi-Fi in public spaces, but are there any dangers attached to using public Wi-Fi?
Yes, definitely. Public Wi-Fi's, like in malls, airports, or even cafes, are often unsecured.
Uh-huh.
Hackers can easily intercept your transactions on that Wi-Fi. Hackers really prey on those kind of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
To avoid opening any banking apps or making payments on public networks, if you need to do so, rather use a VPN to ensure that your personal or sensitive data is encrypted and no one can see it or access or intercept it. And then in the case where you do not have a VPN, to rather go onto your mobile data and complete those transactions which pertain to handling your personal or any financial information.
Right. So what is a SSL certificate on a website? Why is that something the listeners should know about?
Well, an SSL certificate ensures that the data you send to a website is encrypted.
Mm-hmm.
So hackers can't see what the information you're sending.
Yeah.
In essence, if an SSL certificate is inserted on the website, the address starts with the HTTPS prefix, and then you also see the padlock icon.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, if no padlock, don't trust the site with your personal information, your sensitive information.
Exactly. Geraldo, thank you very much for your time. If there's anything else you can share about securing customer information online before we let you go this morning.
Well, yes, I'd say awareness is your first line of defense.
Yeah.
Always pause and think before clicking, sharing, or installing anything on your devices. If something feels off, trust your gut.
Exactly.
And then basically, Keep your applications and all your software up to date, as that can also leave some leverage for someone to get in. Use strong and unique passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Ensure that you don't use one password across all your authentication. Rather use different passwords for each and every aspect. Ensure that you back up your data regularly. And lastly, report any suspicious activity to the entity. Should it be the bank? To report any suspicious activity immediately.
All right, most definitely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time, Geraldo. And this has been another episode of the FNB segment, proudly brought to you by FNB Namibia.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Thank you.